This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Apologies to the Raiders. It's just never happening, man. It just never happened.
Well, we got a Raider insider here.
We do, Matt George,
Raider fan. That's how he not met his wife, but he knew that was the moment when he was at a Raiders game with his wife.
Oh, that's right. True. That's right.
That's good lore from KC. I took her to. It was the season. I can't remember what year it was, but it was the year the Raiders won one game. Or I think it was only. They think they only won one game. I know it was there. They were. They hadn't won a game to the point. It was a Thursday night game in the pouring rain at the Coliseum against Jeez, Kansas City. Yeah. And Raiders won that game, and she stayed through the whole thing. We got soaking wet. It was great.
Was that the same game where late in the game the Raiders were about to win, or they were trying to secure the win, and the Chiefs had one last drive, and they sacked Alex Smith, and then they started dancing while the Chiefs were doing a no huddle?
Yeah.
Yep. No, but you missed a part. It was 40 yards up the field.
Yeah,
like he ran 40 yards up the field to celebrate. And yeah, that was a fun time.
That was hilarious. Now Chiefs were in the no huddle offense and they're celebrating the sack.
Keep in mind too,
and then you got to do that. Hey, oh, and then they turn around and run like, yeah, this is the most Raider moment imaginable.
Keep in mind too, my wife and I both met at a private Christian university. So here we are. Here she is thinking that I'm this goody two shoes kid. I'm like, come to a Raiders game with me. These are my fans. These are my people. And she's like, these aren't your people. And then by the second quarter, she's like, okay, all right, you're one of them. Got it.
And today you took the little guy to school. So
he had his first day of school today.
Oh boy.
August 7th is insane. August 7th for the first day of school is absolutely insane. Ridiculous.
There were first days of school in like July 28th, July 29th. Man, it was crazy.
That don't make no sense. That's actually criminal.
Honestly, I'm glad it happened this early. We were done. I understand parents who like want to get their kid out of the house. My mom used to send me to summer camp. I was like, why, Mom? I just sit in my room and play video games. She's like, no, get out of the house. I understand why.
I want you out of here.
How old is your son again?
He turns 4 in a couple weeks.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be feeling the same.
That's great, man.
Ryan got to go to school.
That's terrific. Our man Matt George of ABC 10 and Locked On Raiders. It's actually a really good podcast. Locked On Raiders is a good podcast.
Your Q is the best, man. I love Q.
Yeah, he's very, very good. Our man Matt George from the Locked On Kings podcast. We will get to a conversation about the Raiders and the rest of the NFL as the day progresses. We do have Raiders football here on ESPN. 1320 tonight, but we'll talk Kings basketball in the NBA in general with our man Matt George. Let's start with the NBA for a second before we rehash the 50 things we've already discussed about Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh boy.
De'Aaron Fox signed his contract extension on I think the second day he was eligible for it. Lots of reaction around the league to that particular deal. Where do you land on De'Aaron Fox and his long-term future with San Antonio?
Well, I mean, my instant reaction is I'm very happy for the guy. I mean, I was able to cover his entire career here in Sacramento, and I have I actually have established a relationship with Fox and his family. So to know that there's that element of it, of, I mean, he's now in the top 20 of highest players ever and highest paid players in NBA history, which is crazy to talk yeah. about. Now that comes with an element of, like, now you got to perform, right? If you're being paid like a max player, you can't just be Robin to Wemby every single game. I think especially early on, like maybe 2 years from now or a year from now. And I know Wemby has the chance of being an MVP next season, even. That's just how incredible he is. But by the time we get to the end of that contract, that's where it should be clear that Fox is like the number two guy, or maybe it's Harper at that point, or Castle or whoever. But right now, like, Fox needs to be the steady presence on that team, not just because Wemby is young, but Wemby's also had his issues, his injury issues or health issues, right? So I think De'Aaron, like, they say they front load a contract financially, right? I think this contract is front loaded with expectations. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to deliver right away and be a consistent, steady, winning presence for that organization. And when Wemby passes you up, because he will, and that's not a bad thing, you're going to be in a perfect spot to be a phenomenal player in this league without having to play be the dude. But like, if you're asking me the first month of this season, who has to set the tone for the Spurs, Wemby is always going to have an asterisk next to it because he is, again, a generational talent. Mm-hmm. But Fox should be, we always call him, what was Luke Walton's thing, the head of the snake. Like, in some ways, I expect Fox to take on some of that responsibility with this San Antonio Spurs team right away. I don't blame anybody who goes, wow, that's a lot of money for a guy that has only been an all-star once and won a clutch player of the year and all NBA. I understand that completely. I think Fox is worth it. I think the San Antonio Spurs are going to be an extremely difficult team to beat. And it's a good problem for them to have, to figure out what to do with this logjam of super talented guards. And if they move on from one of them, doesn't seem like it's going to be Fox at this point. They just gave him the bag, and that's not going to be easy to move if it doesn't work out. So I think Fox's roots are pretty firmly planted in San Antonio, and I think that's a good thing for the Spurs.
I'll ask the question that we've asked a lot of people that come on this show since the contract was signed. I'll ask you, do you think he finishes that contract in San Antonio?
If he doesn't, I feel like it's moved like the last year. Mm-hmm. Or is there a scenario where, I'll just use Giannis as an example. Is there a scenario where, like, the Spurs in 2 years or whatever are knocking on the door of a championship and suddenly disgruntled star A becomes available and it's, okay, Fox, we have to use this contract to go out and get that guy? But again, most of the time, if a team's trading you disgruntled star, they're trying to rebuild. Unless you're the Sacramento Kings, apparently, you just take on a worse contract. But I don't know. I imagine Fox is going to spend minimum the next 2 years in San Antonio. It's a 4-year deal, so I would put my money on he's there for at least 3 years of that deal. And over that time, you can see what you've got in Castle and Harper and make a decision on them. And even if both of those guys are really, really good, again, it's going to be tough to move De'Aaron in that contract. And I don't necessarily think you need to. I know how things ended in Sacramento soured a lot of people on De'Aaron Fox, the basketball player, but we got to think back to when he was in the postseason, had one of the best scoring debuts in postseason history, and was really incredibly good in that series against the Golden State Warriors until he broke his hand, pinky. I can't remember what he broke. Something. He's had hand issues galore, that guy. So I think he's phenomenal. I think he's a perfect number two next to Victor Wembanyama, and I think he'll be there for the long haul.
We have had extensive discussions this week about, like, the Kings' floors, ceilings, fine, good, they stink. Like, everything has kind of been all over the place. Vegas had a 35.5 like number for them as a more or less. You have bounced back and forth between the optimistic guy and the pessimistic guy.
Me?
You.
I would never.
Where are you? And I know you have feelings on the makeup of this basketball team.
Yeah.
But what is your realistic expectation of this group as it stands? Now, obviously, that, you know, could be changing. But What is your expectation of this group as it stands heading into next season?
I think they're fundamentally mid. Like, they're just middle of the pack. That's exactly what they are. I think they're extremely talented. There are elements of this organization right now that I am optimistic about, namely the Perry and Doug Christie partnership. I'm optimistic about that. I'm excited about that to see how that works. I believe them when I hear them talk about how they're going to work together, and all signs point to that's actually happening. And it's a nice difference going from that, or going from the Mike Brown, Monty McNair front office coaching relationship that was always wavery, didn't really make sense. And then I'm optimistic about certain elements of the team. I'm still a big believer in Keegan Murray, of course. I'm optimistic that an extension will be done for both Keon and Keegan. I'm a big fan of Neek Clifford. Within realistic expectations, I'm very curious about Maxime Reyneau, again, with realistic expectations. But the core of this roster, it's not that I don't think it's talented. I just don't think it works. I just don't know. I don't think it's coherent. And I did a podcast yesterday about like the toughest jobs that Doug Christie has to do. Doug Christie has to put together pieces of a puzzle, or the example I use is like Legos. He's got Legos from different Lego sets, and he's just got to try and build something that works with them. And I think he's capable of doing it. You could tell me the Sacramento Kings are a slightly above 500 team, and I wouldn't bat an eye at it. I'd believe that. I think they have enough talent to do that. It's how do they get there? To me, it's okay. I think the Sacramento Kings offensively, that has to still be their bread and butter. I think they have to have one of the best, if not the best, half-court offense in the league. I know they want to run and transition and things like that, but you got DeRozan, you got LaVine. These guys are capable of running. They're athletic, but you don't have De'Aaron Fox anymore, so you can't just rely on the pace like you did a couple of years ago. So I think you have to have one of the best half-court offenses in the league. And then I think defensively, you're not going to be great, but you can take on an identity. And to me, that's physicality. Doug Christie's all about, and it's a pause moment, Chatty House, but this is what Doug Christie says verbatim. He says, make them feel you. That's what he says. That's the term that he uses. Like, you have to make sure they feel you. And the way I consider that is, like, if there's a three-point shooter, and I know under Doug Christie last year, how many times did the Kings foul three-point shooters? It felt like a ridiculous amount. But every three-point shooter, when they play the Kings, should know that they're going to at least be harassed a little bit. And they're not going to have the confidence of wide-open looks like they've gotten so much in Sacramento over the years. So it's a long-winded way of saying these are a lot of pieces that I think are incredibly talented, that if Doug Christie can find a way to put them together, he's going to accelerate himself in a coaching conversation as, no, he is a legitimate certified tactician of a head coach, that he got this team not only to buy in, but X's and O's wise, he found a way to make it work. And that's what I need to see, because the last taste we got was, and I heard you guys talking about this earlier, the last taste we got was getting destroyed on your home floor by a Dallas Mavericks team that was a joke around the league.
We talked about the young guys earlier, and I include Devin Carter when you talk about the young guys. Do you see them being a part of the rotation to start the season, all three of them? I know I said Neek and Maxine should be in the rotation. I'm not too sure about Devin Carter, but do you think they'll all play a role in Doug Christie's early rotation?
If you are having Devin Carter play in part of your rotation to start the season, you have to sell me on why. And I think the easiest sell is, well, he has more experience than the other rookies. He's going into his second season, and that doesn't carry any weight to me. Like, Neek Clifford absolutely should be a part of the rotation opening night. Doesn't mean he's playing 20 plus minutes, but he should be the eighth or ninth man in the rotation. My argument for Maxime Reyneau is, I know who Drew Eubanks is, and sorry, Drew, I don't really care. Like, is Drew Eubanks going to be the difference between you winning and losing games? No. Throw Maxime Reyneau out there. If he gets cooked on defense, so be it. But if he knocks down a couple of threes, that's awesome too. Like, that's how I feel about Maxime. So I would be 100% fine with both those guys being in the rotation right away. To me, the only surefire guy in the rotation out of those three should be Neek Clifford. I don't see how it works with Devin. I just don't see a fit.
Casey, or it might have been Jesse, was asking the question of, like, who's backing up You know, who we have backing up DeMontis Sabonis when this thing gets started? Who we have backing up Keegan Murray when this thing gets started? Again, this is barring any changes in the roster.
Look at this guy.
It's nice to have, you know, he just has food delivered and, you know, it's fine.
Two drinks?
Yeah, well to be D-Lo. Fair, he got, yeah, you know, my boy got the story. My boy did take care of me along
okay,
the way.
Okay, so don't play this like.
If I want to sell him out, I can sell him out.
No.
I questioned, specifically talking about Domas' backup and Keegan Murray's backup. I'm specifically questioned, could the backup to those guys be the same guy in your guy, Maxime Reynaud? Could he wind up, if he winds up getting minutes, is that the spot where he gets minutes, where he's playing in that unique four spot where he could, you know, stretch the floor with DeMontis Sabonis a little bit and then perhaps playing in that backup five role in very limited minutes?
I want to see, and hopefully we get glimpses of that in preseason, what it looks like of Maxime Reynaud and DeMontis Sabonis on the floor together. I'm already pre-expecting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Preparing myself for Maxime not to look good on the defensive end. I think it's going to be a strong learning curve for him. I think, like I said this, I think he almost needs to get beat up in training camp a little bit. And what I mean by that is when they do their 5-on-5 scrimmages, I want Maxime guarding Domas. I would love to see the two of them together at times too, so they can get comfortable. But I want to see Maxime Reynaud trying to handle Domas and guard him, and Domas playing the physical way that Domas normally plays is going to be a bit of a wake up call for Maxime. But I think he needs that. There's going to be defensive questions whether he plays the four, whether he plays the five, regardless. But again, I don't think if it's so bad that like Maxime comes into the game and immediately you give up a 10-0 run because they're targeting him every play, then okay, Doug has to make a decision at that point. But let him make that mistake first. I'm okay seeing him make that mistake first. And Maxime is an incredibly smart player, and especially if this team is going to hang their hat on the offensive end of the ball, his floor spacing is natural. And you've been asking for that from a big Domas, really since Domas has gotten here, it feels like. So here's your potential option. You don't know unless you try. Give it a shot, especially in preseason. Let it ride. Yeah. See what happens.
I agree with you. And I do think that's the extent of how we'll see those rookies, unless they're playing like at an extremely high level. We've talked about this a number of different times with Vegas is over under and everything. And I just don't think for a number of different reasons, we're going to get to a point where it's just let the young guys play 28 minutes, 30 minutes a night. Like the contracts don't work that way. I think the talent on the team doesn't work that way. And I think that's what you're going to get outside of injuries from seeing those young guys, is you're going to see them in spot duties. They're going to be in real specific situations where they can be hit a little bit, maybe with that, whatever their weakness is, whether it's offensively or defensively. And I don't have a problem with that. I think that's good. I think that's going to be a good way to ease them into the NBA, especially in the first few months of the season.
And Casey, I think you might get to a point in the season if things aren't going well, and maybe Perry will naturally make this transition for Doug easy if he moves on from DeRozan at the trade deadline or somebody at the trade deadline like that. But like, there's a scenario where 40, 50 games into this, if you think things aren't going well, where I think you could talk LaVine and talk DeRozan and bring him into a room and go, hey, you know, it's not working. You know, the direction we're trying to go in, we're going to take away like 5 to 7 of your minutes and spread it out amongst these young guys. And I think, like, especially DeRozan would get that and understand that based off of where he is in his career. But what you can't do is exactly what you said. You can't go, DeRozan, LaVine, you're sitting down, we're giving Neek 25 a night, because not only does that potentially negatively impact those two and any trade value that you might have for them, like, that people see that around the league, veterans and players see that around the league, and I don't think that would work out well for Doug or Scott or whoever made that call. So I don't think there's ever a scenario where you're just completely shutting guys down unless, again, you're trading guys away. But I think DeRozan is enough of a veteran specifically to where if you were to tell me in February or January that things aren't going well and you brought DeRozan into a meeting and said, hey, we want to give a little bit of your playing time to Neek Clifford, what do you think about it? I think DeRozan would be the vet and pro that he's always shown to be. But the Kings also might be in that position where it's like, Neek, we're going to have to take some of your minutes away because we're in a run here and DeRozan and LaVine are cooking. We got something going here. So it's an interesting test for Doug. And I like that Doug can coach this season without the fear of, am I going to keep the job or not? Am I going to earn the job? This job's his now. So now he can put his stamp on this team how he sees fit. And I'm excited to see what that is.
Fundamentally mid is what you called them.
Put it on a shirt.
You're listening to D'Lo and KC on KIFM West Sacramento, KRX QHD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, always live on the free Odyssey app, live on the iHeart app as well. Does that change for you if they acquire Jonathan Kuminga? Are they still fundamentally like? Let me rephrase that. Judge, strike that from the record. Does it change anything for you if the Sacramento Kings acquire Jonathan Kuminga?
Yes, long term, not really short term. I don't think the Kings are a Jonathan Kuminga away from making that much noise, unless Kuminga was truly like held down by the Golden State Warriors organization. Now he can blossom into this star that he always was, and the man in San Francisco was keeping him down. Like, I don't believe that. I think Kuminga is a exciting project if the Kings were to go out and get him, and I think he adds an energy. Like, I can picture him taking the floor the first time as a Sacramento King in front of the Golden State, or excuse me, wow, in front of the Sacramento Kings, Golden State, or geez Louise, Golden One Center.
You got it, man. You got it. It's the off season. It's all right.
Just merge the teams together. Just make it the Northern California King Warriors, Warrior Kings. I think there would be a reinvigorated energy for the franchise and a positive outlook towards the future. And I would be very curious to just see what a lineup of Kuminga and Keegan together at your 3 and 4 looks like. It would just be exciting to have 2 6'8", 6'9" guys out there. But short term, I don't think the Kings are a Jonathan Kuminga away from making any kind of noise. It improves their playoff odds, I suppose, but I would feel the same way. I feel like winning a series would be a coin flip. It just depends on what version shows up of the team, not just Kuminga.
Now, you know, we got to tap in. We got to see what's going on, man. Is there no new news on that front with Kuminga, the Kings? I kind of feel like it's kind of settled into the space where I do think Jonathan Kuminga is going back to the Warriors. Mm-hmm. And I think any talks of a trade, just my feeling of it, is all but dead at this point. But what have you heard, Matt?
Yeah, I think it's
boy, if that ain't the most telling thing in the world right there. If that
I thought he was for real thinking.
That is the most telling moment of the last 6 weeks when it comes to this Jonathan Kuminga story.
We'll call this one sad, Matt George.
This is just as Soren says, just the ultimate cliffhanger. What if he was getting ready to reveal huge news?
Actually, the trade is about to happen this afternoon.
Kuminga watch.
I know we had it on ours.
He has it set up on ours, man.
There we go.
Still frozen, right. By the way.
No, he's still frozen. That, like, this wasn't even, there wasn't even a build-up to losing Matt. Like, Matt has to be experiencing a full-on, like, internet outage. Like, his internet just dropped. Like, that's the only way to explain how that man was getting ready to cook, and all of a sudden, Eric says, Joe Lacob hacked Matt George to prevent the news. That's tough.
I guess we'll never know.
I guess we'll never know.
This is going to be a weird part of the YouTube segment later on.
We just ain't going to know what's going on with Jonathan Kuminga and the Kings.
Yeah, never
going
to find out.
I do. Oh, well. It's Matt George, but he says it's Mitch.
That was my bit from earlier, and nobody said anything, so I just ignored it.
I didn't even see it.
I didn't see it either. But
so
you literally got cut off right at the beginning, so that's great.
There's two conspiracies going on here. Either Joe Lacob's like, shut this guy down, I don't want to hear it anymore.
Possible.
Or the Sacramento Kings are like, you ruined our deal the first time when you put that stuff out, so shut this guy up too. Maybe the Kings and Warriors are working together to silence me.
Cahoots.
Well, there's alternate theories
to
out
answer
there
your
too.
Question.
You got to go to YouTube. You got to go to YouTube to see that one.
Don't shoot the intern. What I was going to say before I got cut off was essentially I look at it as if like we're using the three of our layouts, like D'Lo's the Warrior side. Casey's the King or the Kuminga side, and both of them are just kind of staring at each other and playing this stubborn game with each other, and the Kings are in the middle just kind of sitting there going, we put something out there, here's an option, and now we're just going to kind of sit back and watch what you two decide to do. So I mean, I think the Kings have done more than enough. I'm 100% okay with, in fact, I think the final offer that they made, quote unquote final offer, the Malik and top 15 protected or lottery protected pick is a little more than fair. I think it was more than what I would give. The Kings shouldn't budge any more than that. It's the Warriors' prerogative completely if they want to try and wait it out and figure it out. I'm obviously team Kuminga in this circumstance because Kuminga wants to come to the Kings. So I'm like, hey, sign the qualifying offer. Go for it, bud. Do it. But I understand if that would not be the best route for literally anybody. And I agree completely with your take, Casey. Like, nobody wins here.
Yeah.
But the biggest loser is not the Sacramento Kings at all. Like, they're the ones that kind of are the easiest team to kind of wipe their hands with it and go, well, there's an opportunity. Oh, well, on to the next one. The Warriors and Kuminga don't have that luxury. They can stare at each other all they want. Something's got to give.
What a refreshing change that is, too, to not be the biggest loser in a situation.
Progress.
It's progress.
Well, they would have been if they threw in an unprotected first pick for no,
I don't
first
agree
round
with
for
that.
No reason.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that.
You would have done it?
I would strongly consider next year's pick. I don't know what Golden State is asking for. Like, I've said this, and I understand that I'm alone in this to a certain degree. I'll ask you rather than tell you. Would you be truly shocked if the Sacramento Kings made the playoffs next year?
No.
Right. So, okay, you want an unprotected, you can have, you want 2030, there's provisions all over 2030. If this is just about an unprotected pick, you could have next year's.
No, that makes sense, because like I said, I think this team is mid. I think this team is going to finish right in that, like, very late lottery to just outside the lottery range. So I get that 100%. My whole issue with it is not necessarily the pick, it's more so the circumstance that the Warriors are in and not wanting to give them any sort of out. But what you're saying, I like the 2030 pick is far more valuable than next year's pick because of the unknown. You're 100% right on that.
It's the principality of the situation for Matt.
And that's fine, too. It's like, I don't have to remove the provisions of this pick because I tried to. Phoenix does not seem to give a damn about Jonathan Kuminga, nor this story that we're doing. Like, I mean, Matt's done podcast on it. Will Z's writing about it. It's all over, like, The Athletic and ESPN and all this. I'm trying to see how Phoenix is covering this.
They don't care.
They don't care. They're not talking about this. That doesn't mean the Phoenix Suns basketball team doesn't want them. Mm-hmm. It's just whatever information they're given that seems to be leading them to believe that it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
It feels like far bigger of a deal here. As Matt, you laid this out for us last week. It's a far bigger deal here. Sacramento wants Jonathan Kuminga on this team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But they're not going to pay more just because Golden State said so. It's like, you don't have anyone else who's going to buy this.
Right.
Well, I got to pay more for. We could both just walk away from each other because in the end, I know what you know. And no matter how many radio show hosts or writers or Tim Kawakami's right about it, you do not want that man playing on the qualifying offer.
No.
You don't want that man in your locker room. You don't want that man in the building. You certainly don't want that man on the floor. I know this. Everybody else knows this. And it doesn't matter how many people regurgitate otherwise.
Right.
You don't want that to happen.
Him on the qualifying offer would be a disaster.
Absolute disaster. It would be a huge disaster for the Golden State Warriors. Because you literally just out of spite said, okay, we get nothing.
This whole saga is equal parts entertaining and exhausting. It's exhausting from the standpoint of like, where I've gotten to the point is like, okay, Kings, just walk away. Like you put your thing out there. You put everything out there.
Wait, you can't do that, Matt. You can't do that. You cannot do that, Matt.
Hello. Yeah, no, did I freeze?
Not on this show.
Hello.
No. Come on, man. You can't.
Oh, Madsen's in the back too.
Yeah, that's tough.
I said that in front of Madsen.
That's tough.
That was never getting through. You put your offer out there, Kenny.
That was a tough one.
And now, God, I hate this show. I hate this show.
I know. So do I, Matt. It's okay.
Anyway.
You put your best offer out there, or the offer you're willing to make.
Yeah.
And now you just wait. I don't want to talk anymore.
No, I understand. It trips you up. You get scared. You don't know what words to use together.
I'm more scared on this show of saying something that gets a flag thrown than I am dropping an F-bomb on television. Like that, I'm more afraid of this show.
Us being afraid of a flag is crazy. Yeah.
No, I'm just afraid of Jesse throwing it.
Yeah.
Serious game out here.
It's tough.
Because Jesse has that look on his face like he's disappointed in you. Yeah. Just like, I'm like, sorry, Jesse, I didn't mean to.
Oh, that's terrific.
I mean, that's what Matt talked about, though. That's pretty aggressive. Like, the King's dead in talks. Like, bro, we're not even talking to you no more.
Well, they might look at it like, what more do you want? Like, right. I don't. You want this pick to be unprotected in 2030? I can't give that to you. If that's what we're talking about.
We don't have nothing to talk about.
All right, we don't have anything to talk about. If you're willing to either take this protected pick or have a separate conversation, then fine. But
I'm with you and Matt and everybody else. The Kings have already they've already done enough at this point for what is going on. I feel you on the unprotected pick and the way that you laid it out, but I don't know. I even feel at this point like. Even that, like, no, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not. Like, I've done enough. Mm-hmm. I've negotiated in good faith this entire time. You guys been playing around. So when you're done playing, maybe we could have a real conversation.
And I imagine that's where Perry was at. It's, you got my number. Call me. You know what it is. Good luck. If you need an option, I'm here. We're here. We're waiting. You're not going to get anything better. So give us a call.
That would be insane.
Well, it goes back to what Kyle was talking about the other day about Joe Lacob just doesn't want to be wrong. And you're on the verge, like in the idea that they will literally walk away from this two timeline disaster with nothing.
That's crazy.
Absolutely nothing if he signs that qualifying offer. And I saw Josh in here a minute ago, and I know Josh is a Warriors fan. Signing that $45 million deal is insane because it comes with a provision that shouldn't even exist, but they're pushed to eliminate that no trade clause. You should not be able to eliminate something that's put in there to protect the player. It shouldn't even be an option.
Agreed.
And that's where I feel like the Players Association has to go, no, we're not doing that. He doesn't have a no trade clause in either of these scenarios because his agent negotiated one. They are built in to protect the player, and you as the team cannot ask him to remove it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no way he should be signing that deal. That's crazy talk to, even if you are a Warriors fan and you wanted to happen to be like, just sign that deal. That's a terrible deal the way it's presented right now.
If Kuminga were to sign the qualifying offer, though, and stick to his guns and carry out the only threat that he really can carry out, how much does that diminish the view of him around the league, and then slash, how much does that diminish the view of him here in Sacramento? Does it at all? Because I hear people say, man, if he does that, that potentially hurts his value, like in terms of the contract that he would get.
Signing the qualifying offer?
Yeah, if he were to sign and carry it out. Like, a lot of people think that that would look equally parts as bad for Kuminga as it would the Warriors. I disagree.
It doesn't look at all bad for Kuminga, in my opinion. Yeah, like, what else is he supposed to do?
And especially here in Sacramento, like, we want you.
To me, signing that two-year deal is way worse.
Right.
I mean, it guarantees you $45 million. Well, it doesn't. It guarantees you $20-something million. Mm-hmm. But that, to me, is way, way worse than playing on the qualifying offer. We should start doing this. It's way worse than playing on the qualifying offer because Steve Kerr ain't gonna play him.
Right.
And even the Warriors' reasoning for keeping him around is almost insulting too. And I understand it from an asset management point because they talk about we want the salary slot so we can use it at the trade deadline to go and upgrade and get what we need here. And Kuminga's going, why am I going to help you get better by being a PC? F you.
After all that you've done to me, by the way, after all that you've said, all of these smear campaigns you put out there, you want me to help you?
Not interested.
Can't do it, man.
The only way we're even considering
Sorry, Joe.
That, the only way we're even considering that is if the, you know, that option, that team option is off. Not if you take the team option, turn it into a player option.
Yep.
Now
facts.
Maybe we could talk.
Completely
maybe,
different.
You know, we'll do that. But if you're still locked in on that team option situation, we don't have nothing to talk about. I'll sign a qualifying offer. And I'll be gone. I've already talked to Scott Perry and they're gonna give me $20 million next year.
And it's not even like the Warriors having control over something. It's any team that he gets dealt to having control over what his immediate future is. And that puts like these guys, and I really do feel bad for this unrestricted free agency, or excuse me, this restricted free agency class. This is the moment you enter the league for. Casey and I talk about this all of the time. This moment right here. Draft day is cool. Signing your first contract is a lot of fun. It's this one. It's signing that second deal where you're really going to make money that could potentially change your life forever. It's this deal they've waited for, and none of them can get it. And if you're Jonathan Kuminga and you sign that two-year deal with that team option, you're not only prolonging it 1 year, you're prolonging it potentially two. People talk about what could go wrong in the next year if he plays on that qualifying offer. What could go wrong if he plays the next 2 years having no control over where he goes or little control over how much money he makes?
Yep.
Now, you've brought 45 in, but that's at the expense of 100 and some change.
Right.
It's comparing apples to oranges a little bit, but it makes me think about now that we have the full context of the market. If we knew what we know now about what the market is and the scared money and everything, and we applied that to the decision not to extend Keon right away, for me, I still would like just if you believe in him, get it done and figure out the flexibility later. I've always felt that way. But does it look like more of a safer or better, I guess, gamble for Perry to play kind of the long financial game with Keon with how we've seen the market play out? And unless they change the apron system, I don't think this is all of a sudden going to go away next offseason either when he's an unrestricted free agent. So I'm not saying Perry predicted this, but I think the market, the Warriors are trying to exploit this too. I think the market is set up best for teams to retain talent because there's no money out there to go and get them.
Well, it's not just the market. It was the cap. The cap was 3% less than what they expected.
Well, Matt, Perry kind of did predict all that. Like, Perry, this is foreign to us here in Sacramento, but he knows what's going on around the league. He's in tune with markets around the league and all this other stuff. So just like he predicted the Kuminga market, he probably predicted like what that Keon market is too and made a decision off of that. So I think that does play a factor into why he decided to move this particular way with Keon Ellis.
I'm convinced too that if Monty McNair and that front office were still here, Jonathan Kuminga would already be a king, but I'm wondering what the overpay would have been.
Oh, two
four first two round tricks.
For two unprotected two pick swaps. There we go. That's
and cool. Keon Ellis. And Keon Ellis. Throw Keon in there too. Maybe Keegan.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good.
Those guys we take the shot, but they just weren't as savvy as Scott Perry. They're just not.
So Alex Rodriguez, of course, owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves, put out a fan feedback survey for both the Minnesota Timberwolves and Minnesota Lynx, like for fans to go and fill out and share their feedback on the organization. Can you imagine if the Kings did that right now?
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine what that feedback survey would be like? Vivek, if the Kings put something like that?
Vivek can't even encourage a tennis player to keep working.
Oh my God.
He can't even show love to a tennis player right
Vivek
now.
Vivek went to bed like, I'm never posting a motivational quote again. That poor guy. Yeah, it would be bad. It would be very, very bad, Matt. Very bad.
One of players would weigh in. Fox weighs in. Fox well, sends some, his review.
Tread lightly.
Something tells me he might.
He said, I give you an A. You sent me where I wanted to go. I give you an A. Thank you.
I don't think that's what he'd say. that's just my guess. I guess we'll see what happens, man. We're of the belief we're not even close to this story being done. Yeah, we're going to be in week four of the NFL season talking about Jonathan Kuminga.
Kuminga watch.
Day 32.
Day 32.
According to Kyle Madsen. So, yeah, it's this story's in no danger of going anywhere simply because it doesn't have to. So James brought up how you can extend the date of the qualifying offer. There's literally no reason for Jonathan Kuminga to work with the Golden State Warriors. That's something that has to be agreed upon together with the idea of, hey, Jonathan, we're working on something. Let's extend this to October 15th. Let's extend this to November 1st. I know Aaron Turner's having a tough time right now, but the answer is no.
Right.
Like, you've had all offseason to do this. We're not extending anything. We're either signing the qualifying offer or you're trading us. Like, that's it. And I will send the DocuSign over 1 minute before I have to.
It's facts. And the other component, we always talk about, like, how the Warriors have shown so many times that they don't want them there. The other component that I know sometimes I often overlooked is he doesn't want to be there. It'd be one thing if the Warriors are like, we don't want you or whatever, but it's like, man, I really wish we could work this out because I want to stay here. He don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't want to be in Golden State.
Yeah.
So he's not going to – the Golden State comes to him last minute. It's like, all right, fine. We've got a three-year X million amount of dollars here, this deal for you. Like, just sign it. I know this is what you've been wanting. No, I don't want this. I don't want to be here. Like, your new offer doesn't move me in any way because I don't want to be here. Let me just sign this qualifying offer and move on.
Meanwhile, while this saga plays out over the next month or two, poor Russell Westbrook is sitting in the waiting room of the Kings front office, just like, all right, what about me? I'm here. Can we get this done?
Well, yeah, Russ and the Kings. There's a lot of guys out there. There's the Al Horfords, the Malcolm Brogdons. Like, I think there's a lot of guys that are just kind of stuck in this weird purgatory while some of these other things get worked out. Matt, thanks for making time for us a little earlier than usual, but we always love talking to you, man. We appreciate you jumping on.
Sorry to interrupt your Raiders talk. I know everybody was looking forward to it.
Don't worry.
Geno Smith's not going anywhere. Brock Bowers, draft him in fantasy.
Ooh.
That's all I got.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Right. Raiders.
No, Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers is a cheat code in fantasy.
Nah, man, he's legit. We'll actually, I don't know that we're going to talk. It's happening at some point. We got Raiders tonight on ESPN 1320, so hang tight. Big thanks to Matt George, ABC 10, Locked On Kings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.